Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever gotten rabies from trying to get a fresh rabbit's foot, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
College football, full circle.
Would not run through the tackle. Damone Clark with those strong arms knocked him down, but Bo package for the tie. They snap it at one. Robinson makes a cut and just bulldozes ahead. And the Tide finally on the scoreboard. Here comes the pressure. Young rolls away from it and throws a touchdown strike to Mechie. And the Tide take the lead for the first time. Bryce Young has settled into this game, and John Mechie's been his main weapon.
All right, here we go. College football, full circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Joined, as always, by the Encyclopedia College football, that is, go for the two, Joe Lisi. Joe, how are you, my man?
I'm doing well. We got football tonight. We had football last night.
Yes.
We're going to have football every day of the week. Maction, I'm excited. I already put in one team already. I told you in the break. So I want to see how these games play. I love the slate this weekend. Scary. Because I broke down all the games last night, the ones that, like, a good chunk of them. And I was like, it's an under-the-radar week. And then I'm like, you know what? This is a really good weekend of college. This might be better of a weekend of college football, week 11, than maybe the past 3 weeks combined. We have some sexy matchups this weekend.
There really is. There's a bunch of really good games that we are going to start diving into. Of course, you said Maction tonight and tomorrow night. Three games apiece. We'll get some picks later, Joe. For the three games tonight, you already know what I'm doing. I told you already. I'm blind betting all six overs. I don't care.
No, you're not. You're not doing that, are you?
Yes, I am. I'm blind betting all six overs. I don't care. We're doing a little experiment this week, Joe. We're taking all six overs.
I don't like that this week.
You know, hey, it is what it is, Joe. We're going to give it a shot. We're going to give it a shot. What is it? It's just, you know, it's a little experiment. Couple tickets, nothing big. We're not going to go crazy. We're blind betting all six overs. Done. Hopefully we go 4-2. Maybe we go 4-2. Maybe we go 5-1, and what's the word? You know, 3-3. Yeah, you split. I don't think we'll go 2-4. I don't think only two of the six games will go over the way that this.
No, I like. I actually like a total tomorrow. I'll tell you about it. Yeah, I like one total tomorrow.
Good. So we at least I got you behind me on one of them. I got you behind me on one of the games.
Yes,
which is good to hear. I mean, geez, Kent State 75.5 tomorrow night.
Yeah, see,
that's gonna be a tough,
jump in there.
Tough pill to swallow. That's a tough pill to swallow. I'm doing it though, Joe. I don't care. I'm in, baby. Lock it in. Lock it in, Joe Lisi.
Maction. We gotta get a weather report. We gotta get a weather starting to turn.
We did see a little snow last week in one of those games. Which game was that?
There was
a little bit of.
You're gonna see these kids. The backup running back's gonna run for like 475 yards.
Yeah.
These are the games where like Division I records are broken. Right, FBS records is like, kid ran for 675 yards in the first quarter. Yeah, it's Maction. It's all right.
It's Max okay.
And the kid.
No surprise.
Right. It's like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, they threw for 1,000 yards in the first half. Oh, it was Bowling Green. No big deal.
So we'll get some picks later. I think we have to start today, Joe, obviously. The Great Committee releases their next set of rankings tonight after the previous weekend.
Right.
And we got to, you know, where do you think we're going here now? We obviously have Michigan State falling down after they lose at number three. I think if I had, I don't think it's going to be that much different, Joe. I think the one thing you're going to see tonight is Ohio State slide into four, Oregon slide up to three, Georgia and Alabama will stay the same. Here's the intrigue. Will they bump Cincinnati up from six to five and put Michigan State behind them, or do they keep Cincinnati at six because of their awful performance against Tulsa and move somebody ahead of them, whether it's a Michigan or an Oklahoma? Because Michigan did win. They beat Indiana.
Oh, wow. They won. They beat Indiana. Maryland beat Indiana.
I know, but somebody's got to move up, right, Joe? I mean, how far down do you think Michigan State's going here? They got whacked.
Chop them.
They got destroyed.
Chop them. 10.
I say chop them. Chop them at the knees. Finish.
Right, exactly. They didn't step up. They give up 536 yards of offense to Aiden O'Connell through the air, and David Bell chopped.
Chop them out. I mean, honestly, they're finished. So,
I agree with you. I agree with you, though. No, I think it looks – because they will never look negative on Alabama winning by six over LSU, even though they were a 29.5-point favorite.
Right.
Right?
Right. They're never going to move Alabama unless they lose. It's Georgia and Alabama until they lose, Joe. I agree with you.
Oregon, Ohio State. Now, I think that they do inch up Cincinnati to five. They're undefeated. And, you know, where's Oklahoma? Do they jump up? Does Oklahoma, that didn't play last week,
yeah, I think that their jump up will be if they take care of business against Baylor. I think that's when you'll start to see
Baylor
Oklahoma
lost.
Climb a little bit.
Baylor lost.
I know that, but it's still – but here's the thing. No matter who Oklahoma plays right now, Joe, the idea that they need to look impressive no matter who they play. They need to look impressive no matter who the opponent is.
I agree with you. Where's Oklahoma State in this conversation?
I think that they slide into the back of the top 10, to be quite honest with you. I think they get into the top 10.
And I think they could be ahead of Michigan.
What are we doing with Notre Dame? We got to move them up. They got to be past Wake Forest now. They got to be past a couple of these other teams, right? So we got them in the mix as well. College football full circle. Carver, Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. We start diving into all our future look-aheads. National title, Heisman, conference winners. We got a lot to do. We get rolling on the grid right after this.
College football full circle.
Somebody call Shaw up. David, what are we doing out there in Palo Alto? Honestly, I think they should whack him. I think they need to start over out there at Stanford. I know everybody's very respected. Everybody loves.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
So this is years now. He's done a bad job out there. A bad job. Archaic offense. David, regressed isn't even the word.
It's college football full circle. Weekdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. On the home of the Winning Edge, the Sports Grid Radio Network. You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever been hospitalized after driving off the road while wishing on a shooting star, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM channel 159. All right, Joe, let's take a look at what we've got now. National title, updated odds. You know, they're kind of going to stay the same until, you know, they'll move a little bit once they put these new rankings out tonight, because you have to see, of course, where the committee moves people up and down. But Alabama did go back a little. I think they were 350 last week, Joe, if I remember. They were plus 350, right. Yeah, and they've gone down to 450. So the performance against LSU allows you to get a little bit more value in Alabama if you're a believer here. Georgia minus 125. They were minus 110 a week ago. Alabama plus 450, Ohio State plus 450. Then we get into the bigger shots. Oklahoma 14-1, Oregon 30-1, Michigan 60-1, Oklahoma State 100-1, Cincinnati, who was what, 40-1 a week ago, Joe, I think, when those rankings came out, 30-1, yep. 40-1, down to 100-1 after the bad performance, despite a win against Tulsa. Michigan State at 100-1. They've put Texas A&M kind of back up there ahead of Notre Dame and Wake Forest, Joe, basically because there's a small path for them. The window is not completely shut. Now, they need Auburn to beat Alabama in the Iron Bowl, and then they would represent the West Side in the SEC title game, where they would then get a chance to beat Georgia there. And if Texas A&M was able to do that, Joe, that would give them wins over Alabama and Georgia, which I think even with two losses would put them in the college football playoff.
I can't see that, Carver.
Yes, losses with those two wins, Joe, they'd be in.
No, Carver, really? You think Texas A&M would be in that type of situation?
If they did it, I'm not saying they're going to do it. They're not beating Georgia. They're not. I don't believe so. Now,
they
listen,
might have
so
problems they would Ole Miss this weekend.
Well, then they'll be out anyway. I'm just telling you what why they've been moved up here in the betting department is because the window's not shut on them. They actually can still make the playoff, albeit a long shot. But they have some, you know, they need Auburn to help them out. But they have some things in their hands.
They do. You know, we talked about Auburn running the table last week. They were like 150-1 at one point, you know, to have wins over A&M. And then obviously Georgia and Alabama, if they were able to run the table. And you look at A&M, they lost to Arkansas and Miss State. Okay, but they have that win against Alabama. I mean, yeah, I mean, they obviously have everything in front of them. So they're going to have to take care of business against Matt Corral and Ole Miss this weekend. It's a 7 o'clock kick. It's one of the matchups I'm actually looking forward to. Yeah, I guess that's how the SEC carries that weight. That's what it is. It's just the way they looked against Arkansas and the way they looked against Miss State, it's just so hard to say if they regroup and obviously beat Auburn and beat Ole Miss down the stretch, and then you beat, you know, LSU, you're going to have to play. Then, yeah, then you're going to be in the SEC West if Auburn wins in the Iron Bowl. So, yeah, and then you have to take care of business with Georgia. Not going to be easy, but I could see in that situation Texas A&M, and plus it's Jimbo, right? They love Jimbo.
They love Jimbo.
That smile. Wow. It's like, oh, my God, Veneer Central.
It's they like, love Jimbo.
Oh, please. They love him with that smile, right?
But even though I say all this, like I said at the start, they're not going to do it. I'm just telling you why they moved up. That's the reason why they moved up, because there's a path. Doesn't mean that the path is going to get walked down. You know, that's there's still a lot of things that have to happen for them to get there, and they won't beat Georgia anyway. They're not with that offense they have. You think
Zach
that
Calzada doesn't
you don't
scare
think,
you?
You don't think Calzone's going into Atlanta or into the SEC title game and going to beat Georgia? No. Not that defense. Not happening. So, Joe, let's figure it out here. Is there anybody you want to – we do this every week. Is there anybody you would like to fancy a wager on here. Is it Oklahoma at 14-1? Are you starting to believe more in Oregon at 30-1? Michigan, the Wolverines at 60-1. Is there anybody that you have a little life on here for the national
outside
title?
The top three or four? Yes. I think
it's very
hard.
I
think the two or three that I would go in right now is obviously Oregon. I like them at 30-1. Now that Utah game stands in the way. You know, I believe Oklahoma State is a better defense than Oklahoma. But obviously that offense needs to run the football, right? So, I mean, I would split up. If it was a $100 bet, I would do 33 on Oklahoma, 33 on Oregon, and 33 on Oak State. I'm not a buyer in Michigan. I think they could go down this weekend to Penn State.
Is that right?
I do, yeah. I'm not sold on Michigan on the road. I mean, the problem with Jim Harbaugh since 2017 has been his ineffectiveness to win big games on the road, okay? He's just 14-11 straight up. They were 2-1 last year. He gets the road win over Wisconsin. Wisconsin's offense is still pathetic with Graham Mertz at the helm. I don't care how many games they've reeled off. And then he loses the big ball game on the road to Michigan State when you're up by 16. Now you got to go on the road to Penn State, okay? You've lost two straight to them. You don't have the quarterback advantage. And on top of that, I broke down the stats last night. I was in the lab last night.
Ooh.
21 of 34. You want to take a guess at what that is? 21 of 34?
What would that be, Joe?
That's Penn State's third down conversions in back-to-back weeks against Ohio State and Maryland. That's 61%. Jahan Dotson, 11 receptions, 242 yards. Are you kidding me? They're going to look to start fast. Now, okay, Cade McNamara, you think you could do it against Michigan State? Michigan State secondary was giving up 300 passing yards per game when you played. We have Brisker. We have Porter. Our secondary's a lot better than Michigan State's. Let's see you play from behind now. That's going to be the matchup. And that's why I want to see this 12 o'clock game. I really do. And Penn State was a one-point dog. They're now a one-and-a-half-point favorite on FanDuel. So, I mean, if you're asking me, whichever team could dictate tempo, but Michigan, show me the game where Michigan hasn't led. They've led in almost every game. The only time they didn't lead was the last 4 minutes when Michigan State caught them.
I don't disagree with you. I don't think that Michigan is a walk in the park this Saturday. They could absolutely lose to Penn State. There's no doubt in my mind that that is a game that they could drop in. I think honestly the value right now, even though they didn't look great again against LSU, is probably Alabama. Like, this is the most you've gotten on Alabama all year. Yeah. +450. I mean, Joe, we were talking +150 for weeks. I mean, you're up to +450. Unless you don't think they're going to beat Georgia, obviously, because then they won't make it into the playoff, but.
Well, we don't know. I mean, they have a better offense, but is their defense?
I think they're
going to
beat Georgia.
Elite?
I think they'll beat Georgia.
You know what's going to happen? Georgia's quarterback situation is going to bite them in that game.
That's what I mean. That's why I think that that's finally going to be the game where the Georgia
it might
offense
be the game this weekend. It might be the game this weekend against Tennessee. Hendon Hooker.
Hendon Hooker is going to have a big performance against
the
Georgia.
Here's what I recognized. This is only their second true road environment. The first one was on the plains in Auburn. They won 34-10. Auburn's offense is not like Tennessee. Tennessee is hitting stride now, rushing for over 200, passing for over 200. Hooker's elite right now. 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. The pace of Josh Heupel's offense is going to look to wear down that defensive front. I'm taking the total over Tennessee this week in points.
Wow, Joe Lisi right there. All right, college football full circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Still some decent shots for some conference winners. We'll take a look at them when we come back. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
This is the Technology Minute with George Capalbo.
A private ride to space, it's all fun and games if you're William Shatner.
In an instant, you go, whoa.
Otherwise, lately, space tourism is having a few technical problems. SpaceX Crew Dragon?
Stinky.
Leaky plumbing?
Oh.
Richard Branson's Virgin Galactic? Grounded by the FAA for airspace violations. And unless you're comped like Shatner for your ride,
this is so weird.
Your 1 hour flight? Really expensive. Now,
here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Oh, there's an alternative. Worldview and Space Perspective are offering up to 12-hour leisurely balloon flights 100,000 feet up to the top of the stratosphere with gourmet meals and the world's highest rooftop bar with separate plumbing.
Yeah.
Follow me, @GCapalbo, on Twitter and stay tuned to The Technology Minute for more cool stuff like this.
We're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year.
Don't believe us?
Never turn us off.
You'll see.
Keep listening to Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. All right, Joe. So it's starting to whittle down here, obviously, as we've getting into the middle of November with the conference winners. We've gone to minus in every conference except the ACC, which is usually the one we do first because it's the craziest. Now, Wake Forest lost over the weekend, but that technically wasn't an ACC game. So they're still undefeated in the ACC. They play NC State coming up this week. Pitt is still your favorite at FanDuel, plus a buck 15. Wake Forest plus 350. NC State plus 500. Clemson still hanging there at plus 700. Miami now 10-1. Everybody's going to start pumping the Canes again, and they'll end up very upset.
Yeah.
Virginia 12-1. And I that's know, pretty Brandon much
Armstrong.
It. Everybody else is out.
Brennan Armstrong might come back this week against Notre Dame. How healthy? Popped a rib. I mean, it's on his left side, too. So, how effective is he going to be? That's the problem. You got to walk me through this because maybe I haven't had enough coffee, okay?
Sure.
Wake Forest is 5-0, okay?
Correct.
They play NC State this week. They play Clemson the following week,
correct?
Right? Okay. So how does NC State get to the title game? In that situation, they would need to knock off Wake and then have Wake lose to Clemson, and that's how they get in?
Well, no. If they beat Wake this week, they'll be in the driver's seat because they have one loss.
No, they won't.
They
have two losses.
NC State has one loss.
That's right. That's right. The one loss to Miami, the other loss came to Mississippi State.
Correct. They only have one conference loss. So if they beat Wake Forest this week, they're both 5-1 in the Atlantic, and they will have wins over Wake and Clemson. Everybody else has three or more losses already in conference. NC State will be in the driver's seat.
I like NC State this week. I'm flying. I'm firing. I had a lot of picks in terms of this week, so
if they win this week, they'd have a game to spare too. They could lose one of their last two and still play in the title game, which is they host Syracuse and they host North Carolina. So they'd give themselves some wiggle room if they beat Wake Forest this week. I think that NC State, Joe, still at 5-1, is a pretty good play because here's the problem with Wake. Here's the problem with Wake, and then you can tell me why you like. Because Wake, even if they win this week, then they got to play Clemson next week.
Right. You know, Clemson, call it what you will, they're rolling sevens. You know, in terms of covering the number, they are. Right. If they're on the craps table, you don't want to buck them. I'll tell you that right now, because the way they covered back-to-back weeks against Florida State and Louisville, which you know I had them last week.
Yeah,
I was on. They were on absolute life support in that game. They had a goal line stand basically in that matchup. I don't know how they covered, but they did, and they're rolling sevens right now.
Well, here's the other thing for Wake, and I'm doing the math in my head, Joe. As I go, if Wake did beat NC State this week, that would mean NC State has two losses. Clemson has two losses. Wake would still have zero. They'd be 6-0 in conference going into the Clemson game. Wake could actually lose the Clemson game, Joe, and as long as they beat Boston College the following week, they'd play in the ACC title game.
Right.
So they have to win one of these two games.
Right. Which we know they get, but Jakovic's back another week in the system. Obviously, it looked terrible against Va Tech, you know, first game back in a while.
Actually, they got to win this week, yeah. Go ahead.
Pathetic. Sorry. Pathetic. Pathetic, Jakovic. But here's why I like NC State. And I was breaking down this game last night. They won this matchup last year 45-42 over Wake. But you have an experienced quarterback in Devin Leary, and everybody talks about Hartman and Howell and Kenny Pickett. 25 touchdowns, three interceptions. He's an experienced kid. He's played well. They have two big play running backs, Van Knight, Person, but they can pound the rock, which is what I like. Their defense has only given up around 92, 93 rushing yards per game. And one of the top third down defenses in all of college football, 26%. So that's a great recipe to have when you go into a road environment. Or when you go into a championship caliber type of game, that is a great recipe to win ball games, especially if you're opportunistic and they're +4 in turnover margin. And when you just look at what Wake allowed to Ty Chandler in North Carolina, I mean, 330 yards on the ground. Come on, man, right?
Yeah.
330? Come on.
Look, I think that NC State is going to beat Wake Forest this week, Joe. And when they do, they're going to win the Atlantic. They'll play in the title game. The winner of this Saturday's game is playing in the title game. Let's just put it that way. This game is huge. This Wake Forest NC State game.
How does Clemson get there? I'm curious.
Clemson's going to need help. They would need NC State to beat Wake this week, and then they would need both of them to lose other games besides that. So
right, because they have the head-to-head over the Tigers.
Right.
They beat 27-21.
Yes. They need help. Like that 7-1 is kind of fugazi, to be quite honest with you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was making an argument about obviously I'm not betting on Pittsburgh and Pat Narduzzi. I am hoping Sam Howell somehow outduels Kenny Pickett in the spot. You know, but here's the problem. I know we're gonna be breaking down this game later. Pitt has the advantage defensive front going up against that pathetic offensive line from North Carolina.
Awful.
That's number
they're
one.
Awful.
And then it's probably going to be, what, 50, 48 degrees at night in Heinz Field? And here comes Sam Howell and the kids from North Carolina wearing, you know, the sleeves down to the wrists. You know, they're going to be bundled up with the gator on. It's going to be like, I can't catch the ball. It's 46 degrees in Heinz Field. There's a little wind, right? They're going to crumble like a chandelier. That's going to be the problem. We're back in the 6.5 with North Carolina. I could see it already. Howell under pressure, Joe, even though Joe Testator is not doing the game. Touchdown, Kenny Pickett. It's like, Joe, calm down, all right? Don't tell. We know you got about 50 large.
You get all over it. Joe. Joe's one of the guys. You get on Joe all the time.
It used to be like Musburger. It's like Joe Testator. Touchdown, Mackenzie Milton. It's like, all right, you have
still on him for that. Oh, you've been all over him. You've been all over him since that Mackenzie Milton touchdown.
Joe Testator. He looks terrible, by the way, with that. I don't know what he's got. He's got that. He's got that
Joe
coming on. Clean it up, Joe.
Oh, geez. Listen, I'll end the ACC this way. I'm taking NC State 5-1 because I think they're going to win this week, and that's going to allow me to have a little wiggle room when we get to the title game. I'll have them a little 5-1 ticket, can maybe hedge it somewhat if I wanted to. I think NC State 5-1 is the way to go, Joe.
Yeah, I can't disagree. I like NC State. I'll put it out there already. I broke it down last night, the game. I like NC State early on. The other team I think I would bank on, you know, if I thought that Brennan Armstrong was healthy, I would pull the trigger on 12-1 at Virginia.
Well, but here's the thing, Joe. Concerned. You got to remember something. This game against Notre Dame this week obviously is not an ACC game, so they're not. They're still going to be 4-2.
Does he get banged up though? That's a problem.
Well,
that's the problem I have.
Right, because they play Pitt the week after that, and that's the game. That's the game that's going to decide who plays on the other side, on the coastal side.
Well, Virginia would need Pitt to lose to North Carolina. And then they can beat North because don't they have two conference losses?
Yeah, Virginia? But Pitt has one. Pitt has one already.
They have the one to.
So if they stay at one and Virginia's at two and they beat them, they'll have the head to head over them. So they gotta they gotta beat Pitt.
Right,
they gotta beat Pitt.
You know why?
No matter what Pitt does this week.
Because of all the out of conference games, I'm thinking 3-2.
Right. And they'll get another out of conference loss Saturday against
now,
Notre Dame.
Now Bronco came out and said because it's Notre Dame and he wants the national recognition, he most likely will see Brennan Armstrong. And the concern
Bronco needs to understand is that the Pitt game is more important to Virginia's season than the Notre Dame game.
Nationally televised game, 5.5-point dogs at home.
Plenty of people will watch the ACC title game if you're in it too. All right, it might not be against Notre Dame, but if you beat Pitt the week after that,
he was there a couple of years ago with Bryce Perkins. He knows how to get there.
That went well. That went well for him.
Wow. All right, you played Clemson when they were at the pinnacle. Come on. I mean, come on. Come on. He beat Virginia.
You got a chance to actually win it this year. So I would keep him healthy for Pitt.
They are exciting. I will say that from an offensive perspective,
they play wild
Virginia
games.
Is very exciting.
Bronco.
Joey
Mendenhall.
Kemp. Jelani Woods. I mean, they got it going on, that group.
Let me give you a couple others. Big Ten, Ohio State now -300. Wisconsin is 6-1, and they're second because if they win the West, they're going to play Ohio State. And, geez, I mean, we think we're going to get a different year, Joe. You're going to get Ohio State-Wisconsin again in the Big Ten title game.
No.
It never ends.
No, I'm telling you right now.
Oh, no. Who's going to be there?
Minnesota. They're going to bounce back.
Oh, come on, Joe. I'm done with him. His boat sunk a leak. I mean, his boat got hit with, geez. I mean, somebody put a harpoon through it, Joe.
He's leaking water. I'm taking
water. Listen, the water is already overflowing over the sides, Joe. You lost at home to Illinois, and they give him a 7-year extension on top of it. Here you go, PJ. Here's some more money. Go lose to Illinois again.
Be honest. Were you on the Golden Gophers this past weekend?
Yes. In game. I didn't have him with the 14. I didn't have him with the 14. When they got down 14-0, I grabbed him in game.
All right, good bet. That's a good bet.
It wasn't a good bet. They lost. I hit a money line in game when they were down 14.
But I liked them. I'm gonna hint. I liked them against Iowa this week.
Oh, jeez. Joe. College football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back. Finish up the conferences, get some Heisman stuff as well. We got Maction cooking tonight, too. Keep rolling on the grid right after this.
Sports professor Rick Haro inside the $1.3 trillion business of sports with your daily numbers game. Well, USA Today, collaborating with the Knight Commission, describes $533 million of dead money paid by schools to coaches just to go away. That doesn't even include the big severance payments, the high visibility USC's and LSU's and
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityCairo.com. That's AbilityCairo.com.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
TCU's and others, including those big dollars, they all add up at Ogeron. National champion 2 years ago, $18 million, 18 monthly installments over the next year and a half. The bottom line is these are significant expenditures. Some decry the waste of money. Others say that's the only way you're going to get a top quality coach to come to a school and reform a program. Either way, it's big money. Sports Professor Ricaro, Daily Numbers Game.
Look, we're not saying all the other sports talk networks are backward, but we're pretty sure they all have a favorite Hee-Haw episode.
Get on the grid.
Hee-Haw. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. I was going through a couple things that me and Joe were tweeting about last night. And one of them was the Jimmy Lake suspension. Jimmy Lake's going to have to sit for a game as he went and gave one of his kids the business last week. During the Oregon game, didn't like what was going on. He came over. He was in a little bit of a scrum with one of the Oregon players. He came over and kind of whacked him on the head. And so I asked Joe what he thought of it, and he says, "Normally I wouldn't have a problem with it, but since it's Jimmy Lake, you know, I'm glad he got suspended." I said, "You're right, Joe. That guy's been awful all year."
Yeah, I mean, he's not covering tickets for us, Jimmy. I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, listen, some of these kids, they make boneheaded mistakes. We understand that. It's not like he cracked them over that. He gave him a little tap on that. It was the heat of the moment. He was trying to get in his face. Listen, come on. At the end of the day, it's not like he hit the kid. You know, I get it. I understand. But that being said, in today's age, you gotta take precaution.
Yeah.
So it is what it is. I will say this, and you know, this is where you get some information off of Instagram and stuff. I just reading because I'm on some school sites, and Pat Narduzzi with breaking news. Okay.
Oh boy.
This is breaking news. Pat breaking has mentioned. News. Okay. Pat has said that for Thursday night's game against North Carolina, there's going to be an upwards of 36 NFL scouts to take a look at Kenny Pickett. Come on. See, this is the problem with the NFL, okay? We're actually pumping up. Kenny Pickett is a number one draft pick now, okay? Kenny Pickett, we didn't learn from the days of Nate Peterman where that he couldn't cut it with Buffalo. How many interceptions did he throw against, what was it, Indianapolis or Houston?
It was the Chargers. Six? Five picks and a half.
All right. Lay off him. It's Nate Peterman. All right. He's had a good season. Kenny Pickett's a good quarterback. He's not a number one draft pick. Could we stop? Could we stop? And these GMs that are making $5 and $10 million. Yeah, send the kid to, send the scout to Hinesfield. We're going to go search this kid, Kenny Pickett. Let me see. Yeah. Yeah, he threw for, look at these numbers. He threw for 536 yards against Duke. Duke is pretty good. That's where David Cutcliffe coached. Come on. Unbelievable. See, this is the problem. These GMs don't watch college football. We're going to send the scout to Heinz Field to watch him play a pathetic North Carolina offense that a high school kid can put up 440 yards on.
Man, Joe, all over him. He's
I'm not all over him. He's a good quarterback.
Are you on North Carolina on Thursday night? Are you on the Tar Heels Thursday night?
I can't. You see, the problem is these games are won in the trenches. And if you're North Carolina, you're going to have to protect Sam Howell. You're going to have to protect him. In the cold weather, this is a problem for me. I don't know. I haven't brought. I mean, I'm ideally catching 6.5 points. I would say, yeah, give me Sam Howell. But exactly what I said. Cold weather, offensive line issues.
So that's a no. That's a no.
I'm indifferent right now. You're indifferent. Okay. Because I could see Sam Howell being sacked 46 times in this game and Narduzzi just pumping his fist thinking like he's got the best defense since the 85 Bears.
Why don't we ask Miami about that? His defense didn't look too good against Miami a couple of weeks ago.
No, I know.
Pretty bad, actually. Sorry, we'll get back to now looking at these other things. So you actually, we went to the break, you put another hole in PJ Fleck's boat, 30-1 to win the Big Ten, make the title game.
Listen, keep an eye out for PJ Fleck this weekend.
What bothers me is I wanted Wisconsin out of the mix, and like now Wisconsin's fought back to where now, like I said, they're going to be in the Big Ten title game.
No, but they play Wisconsin at the end of the year.
Well, they better win then. Okay, Joe, win the game. All right, that'll be a game they actually do win. They lose at home to Illinois, they'll beat Wisconsin. That's the way PJ Fleck rolls. I know you're still probably Oklahoma State plus 350 to win the Big 12. Could I still pencil you in for that? Oklahoma's minus 300 right now. You think they win the Bedlam game. It's pretty much where you're at.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you know, that defense, the way they're playing now and stepping up and sacking Jared Daigie for 7 or 8 times in that ball game. They're under now 26% third down defense for the year. They held West Virginia to 11% third down conversions. I mean, you have to feel confident going up against a freshman quarterback, and even though he's athletic as heck, Caleb Williams, he doesn't even have a full season under his belt. They're going to force him to read coverage in this ballgame.
Listen, I'm going to say this, Joe, and I'm telling you right now, you've been backing Gundy and these guys all year, okay? You've been on it. Joe Lisi's been the champion of the Oklahoma State homecoming parade all day long. You've been the grand marshal.
They've been covering tickets.
They have. I'm going to say this. He's got 2 games left before the Bedlam game, okay? He's got TCU at home. Listen, this is what I mean, Joe. And then he's got to go to Texas Tech the week after that. You're talking about 2 teams that have already fired their coaches this year, TCU and Texas Tech. These are the 2 games Gundy's got to win to get himself into that game with 1 loss. National spotlight will be a top 10 game, a chance to maybe, you know, win the Big 12 on the line, go to the playoff, etc. All that stuff will be on the tail for Gundy. If he stubs his toe against TCU or Texas Tech in the next 2 weeks, you got to be finished with him forever, Joe.
I will. And you're right. I mean, Chandler Morris stepped up, has been an added dimension to that offense because Max Duggan was hurt. Chandler Morris provides the RPO game. He was a confident quarterback. Kid was confident. He avoided the rush. Great pocket presence, and he abused Baylor's secondary. Had a big day over the top. Now they got to do it on the road. I mean, the thing that scares me is that obviously the weakness of TCU is the front 7. That goes right into the strength of Oak State. Let's run it and run it and run it, and let's force them to stop us. But you got to be honest, Jerry Kill is a good coach. And You could make the argument that, you know, sitting back and watching Patterson maybe blow it, maybe he's dialed in a little bit. He had a great game plan against Baylor. I thought they caught Baylor at just the right time. I don't fear Oklahoma State against Texas Tech because they're a finesse offensive line, and I don't know if they're going to be able to hold up against that front seven. So that game doesn't scare me. The one game that does scare me from the spread perspective is TCU catching 13 in Stillwater. It's a little scary, but I think they get by. Might not cover, but I think they get by.
They better make it to that game with one loss, Joe. That's all I'm going to say. Because this, it's all right there in front of them for Gundy to have a chance to be in the mix this year against Oklahoma. Let's see if he can do it. The Pac-12 is down to 2, according to the betting market, Joe. Oregon minus 125. Utah minus 105. And then everybody else is miles and miles away. Washington State 40-1. Oregon State 80-1. Arizona State 80-1. Nice job by them. Geez. Now, these teams aren't completely out. Well, listen, here's the problem as I look at the standings. UCLA's got 3 losses. Arizona State's got 2, but they've lost to Utah. So Utah can actually lose one more game in conference, and they would still be sitting in front in the South. So Utah's chances, Joe, of being in that game are very high right now. And they've beaten UCLA straight up. So they've beaten UCLA, and they've beaten Arizona State. I'm not going to say they are pretty much a lock, Joe, to be in the Pac-12 title game at this point, no matter what happens to them the rest of the way. Oregon, on the other hand, they're in a similar situation. They're 5-1. Washington State's right behind them, but if Oregon beats Washington State this week, that'll put them, they're finished. So
yeah, you can't look ahead if you're Oregon either, right? I mean, you have Washington
State. No,
well,
Oregon can't look ahead at anybody right now. Oregon has an opportunity, if they win all their games, that they are going to play in the college football playoff. So they can't look ahead to anything. But one thing it looks like they are going to have to do, Joe, is beat Utah twice.
Well, yeah, you're right. And that's no easy task either because
Twice in three weeks.
That offensive line is playing very well for Utah. I mean, you saw it firsthand against Stanford, right? That physical offensive line, hat on a hat. I mean, unbelievable opening up running lanes. They did it in back-to-back weeks. I mean, they did it against a very solid front seven in UCLA when Garber started, and they followed it up with a gutty road win. I mean, that they just ran all over Stanford. I mean, unbelievable. They stepped on their face in Palo Alto. It's like it's like David Shaw and the Stanford Cardinal have like a cleat mark on their face. I mean, they were running over them.
You got to get Dave out of there. Get him out.
He's too old school for you? He's the Vic Fangio of college?
The days are over for Dave. We said it yesterday on the show. He's finished. He's got to go. They need some new blood out there at Stanford. New blood, Palo Alto.
Meanwhile, I did not have Kentucky on the money line back in 2002.
I was making a joke, Joe. I like to have fun on Twitter. I use my Twitter account for fun also, so I like to make a nice fun joke. Joe Lisi, I was actually going to say either that you had them on the money line or that you were standing right next to the band when LSU came through and that you were at the game that day. So I didn't know which one I wanted to go with. I thought the money line was better considering what we do here every day on College Football Full Circle. That seemed like the better joke. Before we go, Joe, I do want to give you the Heisman. Bryce Young plus 170, CJ Stroud 3-1, Kenneth Walker plus 450, Matt Corral plus 500, Caleb Williams plus 700, and then there is the gap to Kenny Pickett at 30-1. And that lasted long. And Sam Hartman at 50-1. So it looks like it's a 5-horse race. I can't put Caleb Williams in. I mean, he's played 4 games. He's played 3 or 4 games. I mean, let's relax here. Unless he absolutely blows the doors off everybody these next 3 weeks, it's very tough for me to go there. I still say it's Kenneth Walker, Joe, even though they lost.
I think it's Kenneth Walker and Stroud. Those are the only two.
Bryce hasn't been good enough, Joe, in big spots. You've mentioned it a couple times. The Florida game, he wasn't great. This game against LSU over the weekend, he wasn't great. The Texas A&M game, he wasn't great. Like, there's been too many moments where he wasn't great.
Right, and the team carried him a little bit, right? Where, you know, and he had an opportunity to pull that game out. They had the football against Texas A&M. He couldn't leave them from behind, right? So at the end of the day, you know, just it's tough. I mean, because he plays for Alabama, he's going to get all this hype. So as long as Alabama continues to win, they're going to have him as the front runner right now. But statistically, I mean, come on. I mean, C.J. Stroud's lighting it up every game.
He's been really good, and that's why I mean, I grabbed Stroud at I think it was 8-1, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. It just looked like he was.
I don't know how you could take Caleb Williams though.
No, I can't, Joe. I can't. Like, he would have to absolutely go bonkers. I'm not saying it's impossible because he's got the games
yards.
Left. Well, look, I mean, he's got the games left, Joe, that are going to be marquee enough where. If against Baylor, Iowa State, and Oklahoma State, he goes bonkers, I guess it's not out of the question if these other guys don't, you know, do their share either. I guess it's not impossible, Joe. It's not impossible.
No, you're right. You're right. But you have Stroud at 8-1. That's a great call by you.
Yes. I picked him up a couple weeks ago when he moved up a bit. So he's the only guy really out of these guys at the top that I'm sitting on right now. So I'm kind of rooting for C.J. Stroud, obviously. All right, college football full circle. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. We will come back. Maction tonight. We get the picks from Gopher to 2, Joe Lisi. The grid rolls on right after this.
Your heart's racing. The clock's running out. It all comes down to this. We're talking pregame. Pregame, pregame. Get locked in with Game Time Decisions. Your hosts, Gabe Morenci and Cam Stewart, will get you ready for game time. Everything you need to know before a game goes off the board, with the best lips to back it up. Make your best bet with live odds updates, late breaking news, up-to-the-minute injury reports, and real-time analytics from inside the sportsbooks. All the odds, all the action, from sports wagering insiders and industry pros like Donnie Wrightside, Gam Lou, Cousin Sal, the pro football doc, Dr. David Chow, and more. Get the winning edge every weekday afternoon from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 4 Pacific. It's Game Time Decisions. Only on Sports Grid.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at coda.com.
Don't think of us as a place to just hear sports talk. Think of us more as an all-you-can-listen buffet of live odds,
lines,
matchups,
injury reports,
and news you can use.
Bon appetit!
We are Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM. You're listening to College Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Mike Carver.
And we are back. College Football Full Circle. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. All right, Joe, we've got Maction tonight. Three games. Buffalo at Miami of Ohio, the Redhawks minus 7.5, 57.5 is the total. Akron, new coach, of course. They got rid of the old guy. They are at Western Michigan, minus 24.5 for the Broncos, 62.5 the total. The Bobcats of Ohio travel to Eastern Michigan, the Eagles, minus 6.5, 61.5 is the total. What do you like tonight, Joe?
I like the under in Buffalo and Miami. Oh, under.
Under.
7.5.
Under.
I do.
Oh.
But I'm not. But I'm not going against you. Hang on. You asked. I told you. I love. Okay. Love. My best bet of the night. Is Western Michigan laying the 24.5. This line opened up at 20. This line opened up at 25.5. They laid 9.5 to Central Michigan last week. They lost the ball game outright. Akron covered as a 28.5 point dog. They got that mutt Tom Marth out of Akron, Ohio.
There
the coach's
is
fired Marth. System. They're gonna rally. Akron sucks. They can't stop the run. Western Michigan at home with the brown uniforms gonna run all over them. You're gonna give me an extra point. Thank you, FanDuel. Western Michigan by 40 over Akron tonight.
I told you what I'm doing. I'm blind betting all the overs, Joe. I'll take the over 57.5, the over 62.5, and the over 61.5. The only side that I do like tonight is I like Eastern Michigan minus the 6.5 against the Bobcats. Yes, I do. I was impressed with Eastern Michigan last week. Now, in the MAC week to week, that probably means absolutely nothing. But I did like the way that they did. And I don't think Ohio is going to show up 2 weeks in a row. They stink. So that's kind of where
you're
I'm
not shocked
here,
that it's under the six. The key number is 7.
A little shocked, but it is what it is, Joe. Eastern Michigan's not that great either. Joe, great job. I will see you tomorrow. Great job as always by Andrew Torres. College Football Full Circle. Mike Carver and Joe Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Enjoy Maction tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.